Speaking Freedom presents Speaking Freedom Radio.
This is Speaking Freedom, and we love the world.
My mommy, she's my hero. She's the greatest in the whole world.
It's the love gang here, and you're in luck. If you've been hurt, then we'll fix you up. It's okay. Don't be afraid. Casey really knows her stuff.
Providing advanced spiritual studies and personal developmental insight. Brought to you by Love Gang and Speaking Freedom. We thank you and we look forward to helping you grow in all the areas of your life. We hope that you find all the information needed for your growth. God bless. Please listen to all disclaimers provided. If you are currently under physician's care, please maintain that relationship. It's not intended to stop your current treatment plan. If you need physician care, please seek out medical attention. Please note, all results are based on the individual's ability to adapt and adjust to any given environment and situation. We are not responsible for your results at Speaking Freedom. The Life Enhancement Coaches at Speaking Freedom provide information to help you grow. You are responsible for maintaining that growth, taking on and then applying the information to your individual life as you deem needed and necessary. May contain and explain explicit content. Please use parental discretion. For best results, you will need an open mind, the ability to research, and a balanced lifestyle.
Welcome to Speaking Freedom, healing hearts around the world. Please check your baggage and come right along this way.
Oh, you better come prepared. You scared, call the ramp.
I think that we should see a therapist.
Honey, black people don't go to therapy.
In regular therapy, there are limitations and things that you have to maintain in order to get your client to the desired outcome and destiny. However, with life coaching, especially with life enhancement coaching, we use the client to develop, to grow, and to bring out the best in themselves. We are simply a tool to help you learn how to make better decisions. Not just one decision, not just today, but for the rest of your life. Encouraging each person through each trial and tribulation.
Speaking freedom. Speaking freedom, giving you the answer to be free, be free, be free, 'cause we're speaking freedom, and we're live, online, with my Casey.
Hey everybody, you just tuned in to Speaking Freedom Radio, and this is your host, Casey. And I am your life enhancement coaching specialist. Now, as a life enhancement coaching specialist, what I do is I help you to become a better version of yourself by implementing the skills, knowledge, and techniques that I will give you more information about during the podcast so that you can apply it where you deem needed and necessary so that you can see the growth that you desire for your own life. Now, today, we are coming back from a little bit of a vacation, literally and figuratively speaking. And in today's 15-minute motivation, what I am going to do is motivate you to keep going, to push through whatever you are currently going through, because everything happens in cycles, because everything that we are experiencing is based on what we've put into the atmosphere and called and summoned and attracted into our own lives. So, because that is the case, we have to both attract what we want to experience and attract the plan in which we will be experiencing what we attract to experience. Now, that may sound a little bit much, but it's really very simple. You're going to attract what you desire to experience while at the same time attracting also the plan in which you desire to experience that. So, when I tell you to do your vision board or get you a goal list, this is both the experience that you're trying to and the plan or in which the order it will be attracted towards you. Now, the order may vary. The plan can also vary. but knowing what you want to experience will help you to push through whatever you are going through as we try to reorganize our lives, as we try to get back to exactly to revamp and to replan and to make sure that we have a specific plan, goal, task, list in mind. So that, one, we know that we are achieving. How can you know what you're achieving if you don't have a goal of accomplishments that you wish to achieve? How can you know that you're achieving when you don't have a plan in order to reach those goals? It's good to have goals, but you also need a plan. But you can't have a plan to no goals unless your plan is just to kick it and parlay all your life. But even then, you have to find a way to finance it. You have to find a way to make your livelihood whatever you enjoy the most doing, whatever you can't find yourself living without. Like, I can't help but to give information that's helpful to people. I can't help but to encourage people. I know what it feels like to be discouraged or under-encouraged. That means, under-encouraged means that nobody is necessarily discouraging you, but nobody is geeking you up. Nobody is encouraging you in the direction that you should go, in addition to whatever it is, whatever else it is that you may be going through. The goal is to make sure that we remain focused, that we refocus, and that we push through whatever you could be facing. So in this 15-minute motivation, the goal is to figure out what is it that you want to do. Think it would be easy to get there. How do you push through when everything says, okay, you've done enough, you can stop for a minute, whatever, whatever, whatever. Like, I literally went on vacation. Me and my children, we drove across North America and back, and in hopes to build memories and, you know, all of those things, which are very necessary. But it was the best thing because it was an experience that I know my children will remember forever. Like, I don't want to ever be able to be like, oh, I'll remember when I went such and such. And they'd be like, oh, well, why didn't we go? Or, you know, where were we at? And I can say that during this vacation, we experienced a lot. And during that, we've built a lot of memories. Now, the goal is to, with every experience, factor in both what you already know, factor in your goals and what you would like to achieve and learn. And then for every goal that you experience, for every experience that you overcome, that you get through, that you can learn something from, you're going to take that experience, that goal, that accomplishment, and you're going to factor it in with the knowledge that you already have in order to use those things to get you to your next goal or accomplishment. Excuse me. Now, creating the goal list is easy. Figuring out how it all works together, how it all stacks up to become the ultimate plan, how your words make a huge difference in what you see and what you're saying, and how you begin to manifest the things that you desire for yourself. Now, I could be with the hype, you know, when I do this 15-minute motivation, or I could really give you some solid information that even if you just listen to 5 minutes of it, it's going to make you think and reflect about, well, dang, vacation. Can I afford a vacation? How do I save up to do a vacation? What can I do to make my life what I desire it to be? Should be the main point that you get from this podcast. How can you, whatever you're doing today, how does that help you get to what your next breakthrough will be? See, for me, my next breakthrough could be, okay, when do I get the opportunity to cook? What am I cooking tomorrow? What can I wow my children with? What can I do to take care of myself better today? All of those things can feed into your next breakthrough. It could be your next breakthrough could be being able to go get a massage. That could stimulate the breakthrough that you're looking for. Your next breakthrough could be the ability to go and get you a new computer. That could stimulate the breakthrough that you're believing for. Your next breakthrough could be quitting your job. Now, I'm not telling nobody to quit your job, especially if you don't have any other income lined up. But what I'm saying is that sometimes some people have the biggest accomplishment by conquering their biggest fear. Some people have the biggest breakthrough by doing something just a little bit different than what they're used to. It's about taking chances. It's about learning how to maneuver the life you have to get to the life that you desire to have, and then being able to grow with every inch of every day. Because a lot of people get older, but not everybody is growing and applying the things that they're learning day to day into your overall knowledge base so that you can continue to grow, so that you can continue to see your development grow and evolve and change into the life that you desire to have. Getting the life that you want, it is not just the luck of the draw. And even when you get lucky, win the lottery, land a big contract or a big deal that's unexpected, you still have to do the work mentally, spiritually, physically, and financially to stay in whatever position that God allows you to get in. Now, some people get in their position before they're ready. Some people get in their position when they are ready. The best have prepared prior to so that they can be everything that they need to be in order to win, in order to reach the next accomplishment, in order to grasp everything that they see fit for their future, for their children's future, and for their children's 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 future. Now, the goal isn't a selfish-based goal. The goal is long-term success. The goal is long-term freedom. The goal is long-term health and spirituality that's intact. The goal is long-term relationship with God and relationship with other people. The goal is teaching the foundational tools of success that would allow your children's children to manifest great things without a second thought. Because if I teach you how to manifest, then you'll teach your children how to manifest. And then by the time their children's children learn how to manifest, guess what? It's not even a struggle to accept it no more. It's not even a problem to embrace because they've seen it go on for generations after generations. And opposite of a curse, they've seen the blessing pursue and get bigger and grow. And eventually, it will be embraced. It will be firsthand, not second nature. It will be like learning how to speak, learning how to write, learning how to project your life into a manifested state so that you can literally enjoy it. Now, all of these things may not get to you, but your children will understand the foundation that you set, and they'll help their children's children's children understand. And then all of it comes from this one post, this one podcast, this one recording, this one live show that's telling you to remain focused, remain humble, remain focused, get even more focused onto your goals. Figure out what it is that you wish for yourself. What are you praying for? Speak those things over your life. Don't let nobody tell you not to be confident in you. Don't let nobody tell you that you need to do this or you need to change this or you need to tweak that. Be proud of who you are. Work for your greatness. Your greatness is a matter of the way you're thinking, to be completely honest. If you think right, you'll get right. But you have to think right long enough to manifest the actions And once you manifest the actions, you will manifest the results. The results are very addictive when you begin to manifest the life of your dreams. When you begin to see your words work in action. And from there, you win. And you keep winning. And you keep winning. And you keep winning. And hopefully today you've been motivated to win some more. And another one. And another one. The goal is to win. The goal is to understand how you won. The goal is to continue implementing, changing, evolving, and growing until you have everything that you've ever imagined. And I'm not always talking about material things. The peace, the happiness, the joy, the fulfillment of purpose. The mate, the friends, the purpose, all of that is available to you. But first, you have to understand, accept, and embrace you.
We are kings, we are gods. So how you get them to believe it when they don't believe in anything? We're going to save some lives. And it's our time. We haven't church in a while. Like God's doctor in the streets, the Holy Ghost used me to set them free. If love is the new religion, the hate is sinning, we stay winning. Just handling God's business, we ain't tripping. No bread to be dipping. Disloyalty, get you to me missing. If you was looking and needed to know, I am the boss and the top general. Favorite position, I say CEO. Ha 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 ha. If you didn't know. What Speaking Freedom does online is provide general information for the culture to use to advance and improve. What we do privately is help individualize it for your needs and benefits. Grow with us.
Advised. We look forward to working with you and assisting with all of your life enhancement goals. Thank you for trusting Good Head Group, Love Gang, and Speaking Freedom. We thank God for you and love you.
Speaking Freedom. Speaking freedom, giving you the answer to be free, be free, be free, 'cause we're speaking freedom, and we're live, online, for my KC.
This is Speaking Freedom, and we walk the walk.
My mommy, she's my hero. She's the greatest in the whole world.
This has been a Speaking Freedom production.